بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, peace and the blessing of God and His grace upon each and every one of you. This is Reflections on Islam, a special Ramadan daily radio program coming to you on the internet half an hour before Maghrib sunset time, according to Toronto local time, on the blessed occasion of the month of Ramadan, fasting and celebration of Eid al-Fitr, the feast after the fast. And we hope that you are enjoying your fast as we're coming closer and closer to the end of the first part of the blessed month. May God accept your fasting, your prayer, your supplication, and your charity. On the program today, we share with you Quran recitation by Qari Muhammad Rifat from Surah Al-Insan, chapter 76, verses 1 to 18. And we will share with you an English translation of the meanings of these verses. We will also share with you Hadith Qudsi from the Sacred Sayings and our dua supplications for today. Our guest speaker is Tayyip Bazangovich, who will share with us a brief reflection on some aspects of dua in Ramadan. And then we conclude the program with Adhan al-Maghrib, the customary prayer after sunset to breakfast and perform the prayer according to Toronto local time. Those living outside the city should observe time differences.
My dear brothers and sisters, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 186, which follows right after the verse which makes fasting Ramadan obligatory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a strong incentive for dua, supplication. We are always in need for help from Him, but these times are particularly the times of need. Humankind is going through most turbulent period in its history, when guidance and aid of the Almighty are the only way out of the present crisis. Besides, Ramadan is the best occasion for dua. Let's remind ourselves of a hadith in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, three kinds of people will not have their dua rejected. And then the first kind of people he mentioned was as-sa'imu hatta yaftur, fasting person, until he breaks his fast. Therefore, our topic for today will be dua, supplication. I begin by reminding myself and you that all the powers to respond to a supplication, to answer prayers, rest in Allah only. If Allah touches you with an affliction, there is none other than Him to relieve you from it. These are the words from Surah Al-An'am, verse 17. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 186, which I have announced at the beginning, Allah Jalla Jalalu has said, Sayyidu Billah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. And if my servants ask you concerning me, tell them, I am quite near to them. I hear and answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls me. We humans have this internal feeling that the natural means and resources of the material world are not enough to remove our troubles and fulfill our needs. Even those who are arrogant and behave as if they are self-sufficient realize when they are faced with serious problem that all their wealth, expertise and contacts are not what it takes in times of helplessness. They cry out to Allah more loudly than those who believe. Those who look for help from other than Allah knock on the wrong door and are like idol worshippers who used to pray for help to motionless statues and to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the following words. Sayyidu billah, inna alladhina yad'una min duni allahi lain yakhluqu zubaban wa la yajtama'u lah. Wa in yaslubhum al-zubabu shay'an la yastankhidhuhu minh. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. Those on whom besides Allah you call cannot create even a fly if they all met together for the purpose. And if the fly should snatch away anything from them, they would have no power to get that back from it. How weak are those who petition and those whom they petition. Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act of ibadah in itself. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as narrated by Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu.